right now on VFN TV in 2 years, and it could be sooner if you're watching it later. Understand, in 2 years, driverless cars are going to be all over, 20,000 of them, they're saying, are being released in America, driving through your neighborhood, nobody behind the steering wheel. We're going to talk about that today. 20,000 of them. And who's doing it? Google. They're called Waymo cars. And what does this have to do with us and what's going on? Things are changing. Can you believe that? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness, man. Driverless cars.
Can you imagine it?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You don't have to imagine. No, it's coming, huh?
It's here now, but they're talking about 20,000 of them being released on the streets in America.
Is this going to be safe?
I mean, can you imagine standing on the side of the road and a car is coming, and you're wondering, like, is this a driverless car? Or if it's a driverless, or is it a teenager with a cell phone?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you never know, right?
You never know.
So you have to, like, my goodness, these are some interesting days that are happening. But 20,000, they're talking about being released in the next 2 years, depending on when you're watching this. It's 2020. And
you know, if they can release 20,000, it'd be a short time before they have 100,000 now.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you think about this, too. They've been driving, you know, they've been flying planes under GPS, and, you know, they've been maneuvering
drones.
Missiles that
drones.
Go to certain places. Drones are going to certain places. And now the last place domain is the car. Mm. And it's called Waymo. This particular one, it's done by Google, which is the alphabet. But the actual company that they own, the driverless car company, is called Waymo. And this is at CNBC talking about how many they're going to release and when they're going to release them. Check it out.
I'm going to talk about Alphabet, Google's autonomous project. They've been working on this pretty much the longest out in Silicon Valley.
9 years, basically.
Now their effort is called Waymo. They've kind of separated it out a little bit.
Right.
And Jaguar is who they're working with. They've got, like, what is it, 20,000?
20,000 of these will be hitting the road in the United States starting in 2020. So you got 20,000 of these that'll go into autonomous rideshare programs operated by Waymo between 2020 and 2022. So this is not a small pilot program in a suburb of Arizona, of Phoenix. This is going to be eventually in the large metropolitan areas around the country.
And this is in 2 years.
Start to see them in 2020, and then by 2022, all 20,000 will be out there.
By 2022, all 20,000 will be out there. I mean, this is amazing.
Where are we going with this?
And if you're in the city, if you ever lived in the city, you know that.
Then you understand.
They don't even have a driver's license. Most of them don't.
Yeah.
And if you did,
subway,
you're stuck
bus.
In the traffic somewhere. You catch a cab, you catch a subway. And
or you walk.
It could be safer than some of the cabbies. I know
this
that
is true.
When we were in New York, we were going to a particular studio in New York, and we jumped in the cab and we said, this way.
And he went the other way.
And we had to go, oh, it was forever. We finally got there.
Well,
we made it in time. And it was good.
It was good.
Awesome.
Very good.
But listen, what does it look like? Well, these are the first passengers. I want you to see the first passengers in driverless cars. People are putting their children in these cars. But this is the first passengers in the Waymo car, which when you hear Waymo, understand that's Google. When you hear Alphabet, that's the mother company of all of these things.
Yeah.
And so it's Google's car. And the Google Maps, remember all these maps, they've been gathering all that data on your car. When your phone is in your hand and you're driving in the car, they're tracking all that data.
That blue dot is you.
That car that rides around the whole, neighborhoods and has taken pictures of your house and you're going like, in front of your house, you know, or your saluting flag, whatever, you're there forever until the next pictures are taken. This is all Google has been doing this, and now they're ready to launch. And I think about this, too. Remember the previous president had a program called Cash for Clunkers?
Yes.
And one of the things that Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and the founder of
Tesla
and one of the co-founders of PayPal, he's trying to get a rocket to Mars now and that type of thing, that he said specifically that you know, the problem with not being able to lose or have driverless cars was there's too many cars that will last for too many years. Hmm. And if we could get those cars off the road, then we could be quicker. So it takes 20 years or so for the life of a car.
Or longer.
We can prove, hey, Jesus made them sandals go on forever,
right?
It's so ridiculous to waste money on that. Why not have it? Anyway, so Cash for Clunkers gathered a lot of them. As a matter of fact, we won't name the particular mechanic, but John, you were talking to a mechanic.
I talked to a business owner.
Very successful.
Very successful business owner who... you know, has an automobile shop, and he told me that they actually struggled severely
because of
during that period because of that cash for clunkers policy. So it took
he had no more cars to fix.
Yeah, it took all that inventory off. People right. buy these new cars, right. more computerized, mm-hmm. more issues.
So now you're looking at now in 2 years, depending on when you're watching this, 2020, they're going to be able to lose 20,000. That's just one company. There's other companies doing
That's
this
right.
as well. Just in case you don't know this, Mobileye was invented in Israel, and they purchased, Microsoft purchased it from Israel. Israel's the one that's blessing us all with this kind of technology to be able to do it. But this is the first passengers inside the Waymo cars, and we get a chance to take a look at it. Let's take a look.
Okay, day one of self-driving. Are you ready? Go.
Oh, this is weird.
Future.
Yeah, she was like, is there no one driving that car?
I knew it. I was waiting for it. You certainly never know that there wasn't someone driving this car.
Yo, car!
Selfie.
Thank you, car.
Yeah, thank you, car.
That's so amazing, isn't it? Who would have ever thought this day would happen? And some of you out there right now, you're 15 years old thinking, I wanted to get my driver's license.
It's over.
You may
it's
never
over.
Have a driver's license the way things are going right now. But if you get a good truck, it could last you through all this driverless
this
stuff.
Is true.
But, you know, this is so important because this day was coming. You know, we talk about the prophetically. I mean, and think about it. This was written thousands of years ago on the Isle of Patmos from John the prophet. He's writing the book of Revelations, and he speaks about the economy. He talks about nothing could be bought or sold unless it comes through this particular economy. And that you're seeing now even cars can actually move in this particular region without them tracking. They're tracking. You're losing autonomy, what'd you say?
Your autonomy, your freedom.
Right.
And that's what this is what it's all pointing to, is that we're taking away our individual, you know, rights to freedom so we can get in a car. And you can go anywhere in the country.
Right, but they know.
But if you don't have a car that you can drive,
yes.
now you're restricted.
And I got, you know, I see a promo from Waymo, but understand this too, you know, as a deputy, we used to go out and serve warrants. People that had warrant, they broke the law, they violated something. Now you're going to get in the car to go to your shopping center, and it's going to run a warrant check on you, and the car's going to drive you right to jail. You're going to pull it up in the side port, and the things are going to open up, and the robot's going to come out and said, you're under arrest. Come on in here, right? It's amazing.
The seatbelt will just keep you strapped in there.
Yeah,
right. Get you.
Yeah, the seatbelt will come on. It's like, you're under arrest. Like, no, you're going to jail. No. It's going to be good in some way, right?
In some ways,
There is a promotional from Waymo. We want to hear your thoughts on this. Comment below. Write to us. We'd love to hear from you, friends at VFNKB.com. We want to always hear your thoughts and your comments on this. We're moving in a generation where all these prophetic things are coming to pass. But here it is. This is actually the promotional video from Waymo, which is Google's driverless car. Let's take a look.
There was one Waymo ride, I believe it was like a Saturday or Sunday morning. We were going to a friend's house, and we drove by this is a residential neighborhood. There was kids, families around. You know, I wasn't paying too much attention. The car, I noticed it stopped all of a sudden. I was like, why? A child had run out from between some cars onto the road, and the car noticed it and stopped faster than I could have ever reacted.
What's surprising is the way that the car sees everything around you.
It's doing what it's supposed to do. So. I don't have to have teenagers out driving around in a $50,000 piece of equipment that I have to insure and worry about that and worry about them.
At no point have I felt unsafe in the car or uncertain.
I had never wanted to own a car, but I grew up in a place where I was required to have one. It was a required skill for survival. Now I get to live in the world where it's not required. I don't have to put myself at risk. I don't have to put other people at risk.
So after work, a couple minutes before I leave, I'll usually call my Waymo. I can see exactly when Waymo's going to be coming. I can see the map where they are, so I know when to walk outside and when I'll be good.
It was just to see the car doing what it needed to do with no one at the helm. It's just felt like my childhood dreams are starting to come true.
I don't know about you or not, but I don't know about a car crash, but I have seen computers crash.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine if all of a sudden, if you've never been in traffic like LA or traffic like New York. Or traffic on the BQE or going, you know.
Over the George Washington Bridge.
You're passing somebody, you know, at, you know, 55, 65 miles an hour and two computers are driving
those roads.
I mean, how many people would stake their life on your computer right now? Would your computer will take care of you, you know, I mean, that it would give you oxygen? It's like, this is a big deal.
Well, this technology has already proven faulty. I mean, someone actually did.
In New Mexico.
Someone got hurt.
She was riding a bicycle, I believe.
And she got hit.
It's still less accidents that actually happen, a lot less that happen with people driving cars.
Right.
But some of the statistics they give, they talk about how many people 40 and above have impaired vision. And they're basically anybody wearing glasses.
Yeah.
But they're putting that all in the thing when they're presenting the whole concept. And it's like, okay.
They don't tell you it's reading glasses after 40.
It's reading glasses. But either way, understand technology as we know it is flipping on us. You can't stop it. You can't say, you know, I'm not going to get a computer, but when you pick up the phone to call somebody and you're telling them your information, they're entering into a computer. The question is this, you know, what are you going to do? This is what I call the great digital divide. You know, when the great divide in America, we had to go west and great manifest destiny was establishing the west. There would be no California, there would be no Mexico, Texas,
Arizona.
New Mexico, Arizona. You know, there would be no Seattle, you know, Washington, and without the destiny, manifest destiny that took place when we went west of the Mississippi. Well, the consequences of that, so there was a price to pay to go west. Many people lost their lives. They had to resettle. They had to be willing to have a vision and direction. And they paid a huge price for us to be able to have everything west of the Mississippi. Well, now we're in the great digital divide. You know, as believers, as Christians, we're not worried about saving our life. We're worried about making our life meaningful. We have eternal life in Jesus Christ. The question is, what are we going to do with the technology that we've been given? Of course, yeah. Obviously, you know, we talked about being arrested and you have a warrant for your arrest. But what if the government just decided that everybody who has a Facebook who calls himself a Christian immediately, mm-hmm. next time they get in the car, have them all gathered to one place? It'd be a lot easier to track somebody. I'm not saying Facebook's going to do that. I'm just saying, you know, but think of what you can do before then.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be in eternity with God. God is real. His presence is real. His Son, Jesus Christ, is real. And we have eternal life in Him. And now we have an opportunity. Right now, this, because of you and our partners, all of us working together, you know, our VFNKB tribe, we are broadcasting around the world. It's time for us to take advantage of this technology, use it, you know, be have integrity with it, but to understand that there's never been a time like this in the world to be able to do this. And one particular person said this, and I got to go to break, but it was a comedian. Her name is Shonda Pierce. Is that right? Shonda Pierce? And somebody was talking to her about, she's given three different attributes to responses to struggles. And one was about, if you mourn for longer than 5 years over somebody's loss of life, you know, you need to go see a doctor because, you know, you can help you, maybe some counseling, maybe you can talk it with the doctor, talk through it, and that will help you. Another is maybe, you know, you can get a group communication and you talk about it as a group. Or if it has to be, and it may not have to be, if you have to, you may have to get some medication to help you. So this lady comes up to her and she says, I don't think you should talk like that. And she's a comedian, so she's like, I don't think you should say that. And so Shonda says, what are you talking about? It's people's faith. You're messing with people's faith. And she says, honey, if you'll take those glasses off and drive home, I'll listen to you. But right now you have the glasses on. You know, it's technology. Glasses are technology. The question is, what are we doing with the technology that we've been given? And I think about this. I think about what Elon Musk said. If you want a copy of the message on the digital divide, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com or go to vfnkb.com and let us know the details and we'll try to get that to you. For your gift of any size. And also look at this. This is what was said about in TechCrunch by Elon Musk, talking about artificial intelligence that's going on right here. But he said specifically, he says, I think we should be very careful. And this is a guy who's been invented this, all this technology. He's the one going to Mars.
He sent the rocket into space.
Yeah. And he's saying this, and we saw him at the governor's gathering saying this. He says, I think we should be very careful about artificial intelligence. If we had to guess what's our biggest existential threat is, it's probably that. So we need to be very careful with artificial intelligence. I'm increasingly inclined to think that there should be some regulatory oversight. Now, he's talking about regulatory oversight.
He's a business owner.
Yeah, stuff that he does. Maybe at the national or international level, just to make sure that we don't do something that's very, very foolish. Listen to this. He said, with artificial intelligence, we're summoning a demon. Mm. Because you think about it, it's at the mercy of whoever's running this intelligence. Think about that. That's what AI stands for. With artificial intelligence, we are summoning a demon. And he says, and this is one that's invented a lot of this. He says, and he's a supporter of it, but he's saying, listen, we need to be over it, and not over us. He says, we know those stories, this is what he talks about. He says, we know those stories where there's this guy with this pentagram and this holy water, and he's like, yeah, he's sure he can control this demon, but it never works out.
Yeah. And we don't have to go too far to really see that. MIT just did a study where they were teaching this AI, this robot, they call him Norman, and fed it nothing but negative images from the internet.
Right.
And it just did evil things. It just said, you know, they showed some pictures of it, and it just kept thinking of some evil things.
Yeah, we're about to go to break. We've got some success secrets coming up. We want to hear what your thoughts are on this. Yeah, technology is coming, but we have to realize the vulnerability in this, that even though it can help you, you need to still be over it. Don't just give up your whole life. And that's why VFNKB, connecting with us, being a part of the community is important, because we're gonna harness it, but we're not gonna let it be over us.
That's
you know,
right.
You have to use it. Don't let it use you. Mm-hmm. Don't let it manage your life and present its vision over you. You have a vision over your life. It's not supposed to make your life easier. It's supposed to make your life more meaningful. You can do more. And the second you sit back and do nothing, that's exactly what the evil users of that kind of stuff would want you to do. Because there's people out there right now that are saying about this technology, people that formerly reportedly worked at Google, that's created a religion around, you know, creating AI, artificial intelligence, that people can pray to, talk to, and it answers their questions. Well, how many people right now just go, hey, Google, or hey, Siri, or, you know, we ask
Alexa.
Alexa, and there's different ones like that. Walmart, is that no, Amazon?
No,
that's right,
no,
Amazon,
no.
Whatever their thing is. And so you're looking at, you know, these are we're moving into this time, which means our days are limited to make the most impact. We have this technology, we can reach everywhere, we can do everything. Imagine this, like you push a button, you say, all right, everybody in your church comes together because you pushed a button and it just drives them all to church. It's like, oh, I didn't have time. No, I saw your car. You should have been here at church. Anyway, so you know, everything that's hidden is going to be made known. Everything that's whispered in secret, God shouted from the rooftops. It's time to get real. One thing that we've done, we've shared our testimonies to let everybody know that we're not righteous. Only we have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, that we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. That every one of us needs the grace of God. We need the forgiveness of God, and we still need the grace and the mercy of God every single day. And if you haven't made that decision yet, if you're scared about your life being revealed and you're trying to hide out, it's already revealed to God. It's time to be able to say, you know what? I need Jesus. Yeah, I'm not perfect. God, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. Listen, we shared our testimonies, how we did it, and about our lives at Meet My Father, meetmyfather.org. You can find out how we made Jesus Christ, the Lord of our life, meeting our Father, Father God. It's a beautiful thing, and you'll be empowered how to make that very same decision. But listen, comment below. We want to hear what your thoughts about this Waymo, Google's driverless car. What do you think about what Elon Musk said? We want to hear your comments. And we have so much to say, we can't say too much because we have a limited amount of time.
That's
but
right.
John, we have KB
yes.
Secrets. What's this coming up next?
When we get back from this break, we have an excellent VFNKB success secret for you from Karen McCullough. This is some career advice for millennials, and you don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
In 1997, Promise Keepers put 1 million men on the Mall to pray for America, an historic event in church history. And I begin to declare the hearts of the fathers are turning to the children, and there's coming a corresponding movement of the young people turning to the fathers.
Hi, this is Pastor Lynn, and I want to come to you with a special message to the $50 I guy. And the reason I'm talking this, he's not paying me to do this. He doesn't even know I'm doing it. I'm telling you, my eyes are seeing things they've never seen before. So I just want to give a big shout out to you, Mark Tegenkamp, and a big thank you for helping me with these glasses. I'm going to tell you, the $50 I guy is the place to go. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you. I live it. It's right here on my face, and it's a great time. Love you, Mark. Love $50 Eye Guy. Go get your glasses there.
At All Pro Tune-Up, we do great work at a fair price. We operate with integrity and honesty, and Gerald Gillis, he wouldn't have it any other way. And of course, he still wants to earn your business.
Bring my car to All Pro Tune-Up because they're quick, skilled, and honest.
I bring my vehicle to All Pro Tune-Up because Jerry's known in the community as a man of honesty, integrity, and he gives great service.
They're honest, and I can trust them with my vehicle. Gerald and his team will do what they say they're going to do.
News, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. Listen, we are into your success. We always say this, your success is our success, and our success is
together.
Your success. And your success is our success. Our success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success. There's one kingdom, one Lord, one God, one body, unified as one, advancing the king and his kingdom here on the face of the earth. This
is a beautiful
thing,
isn't it?
And that's why we want to be able to empower you in whatever sphere of culture that you work in. We call them mountains. And one is the business mountain, but just in general,
yeah.
And we call them VFNKB Success Secrets. John, talk to us.
Yes,
about
well,
success.
This VFNKB Success Secrets from Karen McCullough. And she's giving some awesome advice to millennials, but really this advice is for everyone about how you need to approach the workplace. That's one of the things we do. We coach with a lot of folks, businesses, individuals, ministries, and people are wanting to reach deeper levels of success, but you need wisdom. And so she's going to share some wisdom. When we get back from that, we're going to talk a little bit more. Watch this.
Number one, you've got to master their way before suggesting yours. You can't get into work and you've been there 3 weeks and you want to change everything. You know, you see better ways of doing it and you're ready because that is not cool. So when you stay at an organization, you can't begin to make suggestions for months. You've got to be quiet and look at how things are done and get a lay of the land and begin to understand the culture. You've got to begin to understand the processes and how we communicate ideas and how we make changes. Because if you come in and try to make changes right off the bat, you're going to irritate Gen X right off the bat and the baby boomer. So you've got to begin to understand how you can be. Number two, you've got to be a sponge. You've got to be a sponge. You've got to learn how to absorb, how to listen, how to look, how to see how things get done. You've got to look and figure out how ideas are communicated before you start to make evaluations. And you have to invest in yourself before you expect us to invest in you. And what does that mean? That means learning products, understanding them, doing your homework at night, maybe volunteering to help with a conference, maybe giving a presentation. You've got to begin to step out of what's expected and do some things that are not expected in order to grow. If I see that you're investing time in you, I'm going to invest time in you. But if I don't see that, probably you're not going to get my time. So it's a two-way street. So we have to begin to look at our career and say, where can I give if I'm expecting things back? And you've got to be committed to your career and you have to be a strong ambassador of the brand. If you've got smart friends out there that you think would do well here, you've got to talk the company up and you've got to be an ambassador to the brand, okay? I believe that we all have biases from our experiences, from the way we were raised, from our parents, from the times, from technology. You begin to look at that, and sometimes we have to be more aware of those biases because I notice that millennials don't talk to me until they find out what I do, and then they want to do it. So I'm on a lot of airplanes and I don't get that eye contact. I don't get it. So it's a two-way street where we all have biases. So somehow we have to work through those and we have to begin to see people as people. And we have to see them and listen and ask questions and understand where they're coming from.
These are some real good success secrets. And I encourage you to go to her site.
Yes.
We have that for you available right there and to learn more about that.
Karen McCullough.
So you're thinking right here, the first one she talked about is you have to master what?
Their way.
Not your way.
No. Their way.
Right.
Before you suggest your way, yours. It's just, this is.
Does anybody do that? I mean, it's like today, it's like the first thing they come in is bulldoze everything out. This is how I think.
You just got hired.
You
know what I mean? And so there's a bit of humility here that needs to be present.
You're becoming a part of them. They're not becoming a part of you.
That's right.
Maybe down the road, but at this point, you're joining a vision. You're joining a team. You're joining whoever
That's
did
right.
all the hard work to establish this particular
Correct.
Thing.
Correct. You're folding their vision. You didn't start a new vision. You're
right.
part of their vision.
Because there's more than one vision. That's called
Die.
Die right?
vision.
Die
That's
vision.
Right.
Okay.
So that's important. That's,
yeah,
that's
like
step
that.
Number one.
That's good.
Step number two is you have to be a sponge.
Please.
And that again, it has to do with some humility and learning and the ability to say, listen, I don't know everything, so I need to glean from the people that are there, from those who have other experiences, so that I can learn.
Right.
A lot of times people come into a new business, ministry, establishment, and they think that they have everything. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Right.
This is the beginning of your education.
Right. It's so good. And so, take a note, write things down. You have one note that can go with you everywhere. There's all kinds of different things you can
Absolutely.
Do. Absolutely. We talk about how to do that at VFNKB.com. Find out some more details. What's another one?
Number three, you have to invest in yourself before we invest in you. That's important, right?
Please, yeah.
Invest, study, learn, be an avid learner, and invest on your own time, not on the company's time. So, you know.
Which means you want to do well. I mean, you'll stand out.
Yeah.
As I don't have a lot of time, but you'll stand out if you do these things.
That's where the promotions and raises go to.
They're looking for somebody to promote, to put in places. It would be you if you invest in yourself. That's so good.
Number four, you have to be committed to your career, which means that you are showing up, you know, you're a team player, and you're taking on new assignments, and you're just ready to be part of the team.
Not committed to the weekend, not committed to Friday night, not committed to your vacation, not committed to the water cooler talk, not committed to your coffee, committed to your boss's coffee.
That's right. That's awesome. That's right. Number five, you have to be an ambassador of the brand. So if you work at Coca-Cola, you are not drinking Pepsi, okay?
Right.
Look, you know, the owner, the business, they don't want you carrying on some other vision. They want you to talk about what they're paying you to do.
And don't even be talking about it. What are you doing talking about some other company up there? What are you doing, right?
Exactly.
And you're like, well, I don't know why I got fired. Well, he saw
that
conversation.
Yeah, it's a quick way to get an exit strategy.
Right,
Number six, this is good. Work, they're all good, but work through biases and see people as people. Connect and relate. Which means they'll come in with some, you know, preconceived idea of how other people are. You're going to be working in this environment with older folks, younger folks.
And biases, until you actually know other things, you are biased towards what you know. So you have to realize things exist outside
your
mind. God exists outside of you. I mean, he can be in you as a believer, but every knowledge is outside of you. And so you got to learn and move your way. I'm fixing coming to an end right here. But this is a very good points, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts on these, and also get with Karen, you know, and talk
McCullough.
And find out what she has to offer you. And these points that she's given is so powerful that we're talking about. And you can find out more at vfnkb.com. We have a free book for you. It's Success Secrets to be able to help you, the secrets to your success. You have to fight. It's not a physical fight, but it is a fight. It's a mental, emotional, spiritual. Your soul's got to fight. And so we have that. It's a free book for you. Sign up for your free copy. The
pre-release.
Pre-release is coming out, and you can sign up for your free copy of that. We're excited about it. And comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Right now, I just want to pray for you and ask God to bless you. Father God, we ask a blessing over our audience. Father God, give us wisdom with these driverless cars and technologies happening. Lord, help us to understand manifest destiny and the destiny of the digital divide and what we're supposed to do. And I just bless our audience right now. I speak healing over them. I speak health over you. I speak right now over your relationship that you've been struggling. I speak struggle go away, strife go away, order come in. I just call in your prodigal children from the north, the south, the east, and the west back to God, not just to you, to God. And we call them back in. And we just declare by faith right now in Jesus' name that abortion has ended in America. Supreme Court justices are conservative in America. And revival is here and third grade awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless and thanks for joining us.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.